Jazz Corner, Serge Mariani. Jam et concerts, actu, rencontres, découvertes, le meilleur de la scène jazz au coin de la rue ou sous le feu des projecteurs.
Pour terminer cette série en 4 épisodes consacrés à la scène jazz de Berlin et plus spécialement à quelques-uns de ses clubs, après le Schlott, le Quasimodo et un passage par le Jazz Institute, le conservatoire 100% jazz de la ville, nous allons passer un moment au Hat Bar, le club du chapeau et au chapeau aussi, en compagnie du saxophoniste Toms Rudzinskis. Comme vous allez l'entendre le dire lui-même, ce petit club tout en longueur du centre de Berlin accueille chaque soir une jam session qui attire sur sa scène étroite, installée face au bar, les nombreux et nombreuses instrumentistes et vocalistes qui vivent et travaillent ici ou qui sont de passage, car bien entendu, Berlin, comme toutes les grandes métropoles occidentales, est une plaque tournante, un carrefour particulièrement important pour le jazz, celles et ceux qui le jouent et son public.
Ok, so now we are at the Hat Bar Club in Berlin, always, of course, and I am with Toms. Toms, hello, it's your program, it's your jam program tonight, yeah. And you often play there?
Yeah, tonight I was hosting the jam session, as I do quite often here at the Hat Bar, and they have a jam session here at this place every night, so this is a unique place. So if people want to come and jam, like, this is definitely one of the options in Berlin.
I read on the advertisement of the bar, of the club, that it said it's old school, but what I've listened to doesn't sound like old school to me. What do you think of that?
I think we're always trying to push music a bit further, so sometimes it can go to places, so that's always a fun part. And you never know, with the jam session, depending on who is playing in the band and like who is joining in, it can be like a different style or different vibe for the evening. But I think it was really fun to play tonight with the guys here, so yeah.
Who comes to play there? Who comes to play?
It's always different, which is definitely an interesting part about this jam session. And you never know, sometimes there's nobody to jam, so we can play actually like with the same band as we started. But tonight, as you probably saw, we had many, for example, saxophone players, but it's always different. And people who are passing by the city might drop by, or people who are like on the scene might drop by. So like it's always different.
Well, I should say that the musicians here are quite young. Are they students? I went to the Jazz Institute yesterday and I recognized some faces. Who are they here?
I don't know all of them. I know there are some jazz students from Jazz Institute Berlin, like, who came tonight. But for this session, you never know. And there might be some older people as well dropping by. But like, yeah, today we have a good selection of jazz students from Jazz Institute Berlin. Yeah, for, that's for sure.
And what about the audience? Who are they? Young people? Everybody can come here. You watch the people listening to you, and you say, well, it's okay, they are the same, or it's different every week and so on.
This place is fairly open to people who are maybe not exactly, who do not know jazz that well. So actually, different selection of people. It's always different, so I don't really know who they are, but like normally it's a different crowd every night, so it's hard to tell.
And do you play in different places in Berlin? Is it different? Of course, I guess so. But how would you picture the scene, the jazz scene in Berlin, and the clubs, jazz clubs?
I would say that most of the places, they have their own kind of style and their own kind of people who come to these places. So it really differs from place to place what kind of crowd they attract. And many places are different in styles, or like the music they're playing mainly, or like the bands they're booking. So it attracts different kind of people. So it's kind of hard to generalize, but like, many places have their own styles and like their own kind of crowd who are coming to these concerts.
You are from Amsterdam, I know.
I lived in Amsterdam for 6 years, yeah, originally.
And is it what is the difference? Well, how would you make a difference between here in Berlin and Amsterdam, for example, for the jam clubs and so on?
Berlin feels a bit more like a melting pot, where different kind of, where different people meet, and there are different cultures involved, and like people are passing by like a lot. It's a bigger city than Amsterdam. Might be a bit more interesting for the same reason in a way, because Amsterdam's like a smaller place. They have like a lot of culture, they have a lot of concerts, a lot of festivals, but still it's smaller than Berlin, and Berlin sort of feels a bit more like a melting pot.
So you would say it's more interesting for you, for people playing music, for playing jazz, because a lot of people come here traveling and playing from different countries, so the melting pot is very interesting for that, for jazz music, I guess.
Amsterdam is definitely an interesting place. I don't want to put anybody down. Amsterdam is definitely interesting, and they have like a lot of culture and a lot of arts, and there's much interesting stuff happening. Berlin is bigger, and there are more places, and there are more people who are playing this kind of music, and there are more festivals and more concerts, and that's maybe the biggest difference. Basically, the amount of people who are living in the city, it's quite big, so it makes it, for me, a bit more interesting, let's put it like this.
So, last question, would you say this is very important, that such places continue to program jam, to host people like you, musicians like you, to make live music greater and well-known to people who maybe doesn't or not jazz listeners for really? Is it always important, this kind of places?
Yeah, this place is great for the reason that yeah, people, as I said, like, people are always different. You never know who is going to show up. And the same goes with musicians as well, because like every night there's a different band, and like, and different bands bring different kind of audiences as well, and different people to jam. So it's always unique, and it's always interesting for sure. So I think this kind of place is really valuable, like, for the scene as well, knowing that it happens every night. It's really something special. I don't think there are that many places like that host sessions every night. So this is great.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Cette balade au fil du jazz dans Berlin au cours de 4 nuits en 4 lieux que j'ai voulu assez différents et complémentaires pour l'illustrer, elle n'est sans doute pas exhaustive, des lieux, des artistes, des styles qui composent la symphonie jazz berlinoise n'y sont pas représentés, mais l'objectif était avant tout d'esquisser une toile dont les premières formes et les teintes, les tons, ce terme si simplement et naturellement partagé entre peinture et musique, cette esquisse donnerait un aperçu juste de cette scène jazz actuelle qui anime une ville dont on dit souvent qu'elle a créé son propre style, son propre son. On qualifie aisément certaines compositions contemporaines de jazz berlinois. Il était là, autour de moi, au cours de cette pérégrination sonore dans la musique entre-entendue d'un club, d'un studio, d'une jam. Et s'il est bien quelque chose qui caractérise l'âme de cette musique, le jazz, plus encore que ses lieux et ses styles, c'est qu'elle soit aussi et surtout, même pour beaucoup, un art de la rencontre, du partage et de l'improvisation, un portrait mouvant de la liberté. Merci de l'avoir écouté.
C'était Jazz Corner avec Serge Mariani. Une chronique à retrouver le lundi et jeudi à 13h et 18h sur Art District.